Nearly 1,500 barrels and 300 crates of small arms ammunition were dumped into Lake Superior by order of the Department of Defense. That happened half a century ago. Now a study paid for by the DOD may lead to the removal of the barrels. 15 years ago, half a dozen barrels were retrieved and tested. Red Cliff Band Environmental Director Melanie Montano says they need to assess the contents of more barrels to get a better idea about the risk to water quality.
That's extremely important. We need to make sure that we have a better sample of what's down there so that we can move forward with the project, because basically with what we have right now, it doesn't give us a whole lot of reason to move forward, so we need to know more. We need to have more samples.
Red Cliff is acting as the lead agency as part of a DOD program to clean up contaminated tribal lands. Red Cliff harvests 500,000 pounds of fish a year and operates a fish hatchery, so clean water is essential.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that's a real tangible concern. Either way, this definitely affects the fishing for our commercial fishermen as well as the people that consume the fish that comes out of Lake Superior, so we want to make sure that our fish are healthy, and at this point, we still know that they are.
Montano says they're determined to protect the treaty-ceded territory, which includes Lake Superior. She expects to raise some barrels either this fall or next spring. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.